Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up.
Mike Wilmer.
We gon' always get money, man. Young Jeezy. Big Sean. Juicy J. Ball shit, nigga. Let's get it.
Every time I go out, you know I got show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
One night, two shows, that's two matches and the team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Niggas start hating who's holding you down. All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad bitch want me, give me a head like lice. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes are dipping the bus. Eight in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, codeine pouring up. Smoking on some dope, I was on the floor. 20 years in, niggas called me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you niggas riding old. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I start my morning off a zip and a double cup. Hating ass niggas, y'all behind me. Balls are hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Thank you so much for joining the code tonight. I am your hostess, Imajade. I have my co-host on the line, Medisa and Andre, because every time we go out, you know we're going to show out. So
we got show out.
We're showing
Yay.
Out this week.
Hey, hey,
hey.
I can't deal with
you today. Why can't you deal with this day?
Because you thugging out all day, yo. Like, dang, you running red lights and shooting at people and drive-by.
I didn't run a red light. I was speeding.
Let her be gangster today. Let her be gangster today, okay? Let her be gangster.
Cause the song, the reason why I got played because that song actually came on the radio today because it's retro weekend on one of the stations here, so they played everything and they played.
Oh lord! Nothing. So they playing like all the throwback songs.
Did they play "Knuck If You Buck"?
Yes, girl. And me and my baby was in black, and we was in my truck or whatever, and it came on, and we was riding down 40, just asking a plum fool, and she on Snapchat recording us. She's a mess. But yeah, that's, I've been on it all day. Yeah, I was real thugging this today because I got a little speeding ticket today. Got a little speeding ticket.
Oh lord.
Officer said, he said, this is my first speeding ticket ever. I've never had one. It's my first one, and I think he saw it because he reduced my speed or whatever. It would be nice if
he had
gave
one
me
before,
warning.
Man.
Mm-mm, it was because of my tag.
Oh.
It was never a speeding ticket. Mm-mm. Nope. So he was like,
she's so gangster.
He said, what's going on today? I said, I really wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get to my destination, and I'm on a time constraint. I said, so I'm sorry. He was like,
But I told you about this, though.
You told me about what?
Your foot and that blazer. So remember last time we were riding and then you looked down, you was like, Lord, let me show you how I'm doing.
Because I can't feel when I'm going fast in my truck because my truck is fast. Like, I don't know. But anyway, we are here tonight. We are on the code. We are your inappropriate friends on Friday night. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. We may not be your cup of tea, but hey, to somebody we're here to see. So it's okay. We come straight, no chase up. Taylor is joining us tonight. Hey, Taylor.
Say hey, people.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey. And we're just waiting on Ron to come on in. So tonight we are talking about some of the stuff that's in the news in the course of the last few days. We're going to talk
Lord
about Rachel's ass. So we're going to talk about Rachel and her felony wanting ass because you want to be so black so damn quick all the time. Well, bitch, you about to experience a good-ass black experience. So the thing is this. I'm glad that we have a disclosure on our show because Blog Talk just updated all that stuff or whatever. And so they were like, oh, inappropriate stuff and this and the third derogatory. But we have a disclosure, so I think we're okay. So Rachel this week was hit with what? Was it 15 felony charges?
15 felony counts.
Yeah, it's 15.
Because she can face up to 15 years in prison.
Yep, for each one.
For stealing, for,
what was the food stamp that she did? What did she do with
fraud.
The food
stamp? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
the
thing is this. So the thing is this. She wasn't supposed to be receiving food stamps because if she's receiving food stamps, that means she didn't have any money. So the thing is this. When she wrote the book, she made like $84,000 off that book.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What happened, that is income. Well, you don't have any income.
She didn't report.
Why are you getting $8,000? You didn't report it, and then you get $8,000+ in food stamps?
How she get
$8,000?
Right, and she said that.
How many kids she got? No, okay, wait.
No,
it's overall.
No,
it's not. They don't give her $8,000 a month.
It's overall. Yeah. She got like $100 in child care and then like $8,000-something in food stamps because she lied and said her income was $500 a month.
So basically, she pulled the old dirty.
Yeah, welfare fraud. Yeah.
Except she wasn't on TV
keep in mind that welfare was not necessarily created for us. It was created for them during the Great Depression.
Right.
So,
and technically there's more of them on welfare than there are of us at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
More of them get it.
Yeah. And as you know how before they had all that fraud going on, I think it was in New Jersey that they had all that fraudulent stuff with the food stamps and assistance and Section 8. Like, they had like all those issues. So, Rachel.
Wait a minute. What you're not going to do. It's talking about my
feet. We can't help that it happened in your...
Okay, so here's the thing. All right. Let's tackle a couple things. Number one, what they were doing in Jersey was that people, all right, Imaj, let's say me and you, we live together, right? We cousins, we live together. I did some shit and I get locked up. What they were doing is you would go to my caseworker and then finagle some stuff, so now you would still get benefits even though I'm in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then they was doing that with the unemployment also.
Damn.
So people were getting unemployment. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you're supposed to recertify every couple months or so. They weren't even keeping up with the paperwork. So that's why they had to reform it. And then also it was people were complaining that their stuff wasn't getting processed based upon, I don't know if it was race or what, but a lot of people were complaining that their stuff wasn't getting processed correctly. So that's why they had to do a reform of it. I mean, to me, from what I understand, I'm talking to some people I know, it's gotten better. It's still not perfect, but it's gotten way better.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had like a bunch of folks or like not even that they were in jail or whatever the case may be. Like if my cousin worked at the place, so now they she can handle my case. I don't have no income. I'm getting like $1,000 a month in food stamps or medical benefits or whatever. And some of the caseworkers started opening up cases on their coworkers. How you work for the state talking about you need food stamps? Huh?
Good God, oh my.
Yeah.
These people, I'm telling you, people in those type of positions, they know how to defraud the system. Because in Indianapolis some years back, the people that worked for Section 8, it was folks that was living in, they were living in Section 8 housing. But you worked for HUD. How'd that happen? And getting food stamps and getting cash benefits. Out there scheming. Like, really? So it's not surprising to me. It's a shame. But they don't make a lot of money. They don't make a lot of money. The people that work for, like, the state, they don't make a lot of money. The welfare caseworkers, they don't make a lot of money. People that work for, like, public housing, most of them don't make a lot of money.
But it was just like, the people, I forgot where it was, the whole Jewish community, John, they got caught. They got, like, they were stealing millions of dollars in, like, child support, Section 8, and food stamps.
Wowzers.
Yeah, it was a while back. Because the thing is that how it was going was that the husband and wife, okay, the husband owns the property, okay? Their
mm-hmm.
marriage isn't legal in the state. So he owns the property, so now she goes and she files for benefits. Oh, my God, I don't have nothing. I need help. So they're paying her rent with the Section 8. The problem is
but they paying
that
it
the
to her
husband, they're paying it to her husband, who's now giving it back to the house. She's getting food stamps also because she don't have no income. And, you know, they don't never have, like, one kid. So they're getting all those benefits.
That shit's crazy.
And it's more than one. So now you have like the husband, his brother doing it, and his brother doing it. So all of them live in this three family house.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we got homeless vets. That
right.
can't get nothing.
That's crazy.
Crazy. They out here trying to hand people up for nonsense.
Well, it definitely goes on. And it's not, a lot of times it's not us.
It's definitely not us. Nope.
So, this is Rachel. One of our comedian friends, shout out to Kai Morgan, because he is, like, really funny. He was like, so, Rachel, you're going to do, like, you really want to be black, but you picked the wrong type of black. You picked being a nigga. Like, you picked the bottom of the barrel shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, and has any, okay, so let me ask y'all this. Have you all watched the Netflix, The Racial Divide? Have y'all watched it?
No,
if you haven't watched it,
I said I was going to watch it, but then, like, I sat down. I was like, all right, I'm about to Netflix. I'm about to watch this Rachel thing. I started watching Scandal. I said, never mind.
Like, you ain't, like, wait a minute. Time on sidebar. What, you ain't seen every episode of that bull?
I didn't see the last season.
It's real life.
I didn't see the last season because it started.
No,
I was working
Rachel
Thursday.
Is real life because I feel bad for her. I feel bad for her kids. Like, if you sit down and you watch it, and she's, like, trying to explain herself on some stuff that she's done, it don't even make sense that you're trying to explain yourself. But I feel bad for her 13. Well, he was 13 at the time. I feel bad for the middle son and the baby because the oldest son is really not her son. She adopted him after she found out that that her parents were abusing her adoptive brothers and sisters. So he's actually her brother. Her adoptive brother, but she adopted him as her son, and he calls her mom. It's crazy. But I want you to read it. I want you to watch it because, like, it makes you want to jump on her. Like, you want to fight her. Like, that's what it makes you feel like. Like, why would you do this? You could have just been a white woman out here helping black folks. That's all you had to be.
Right.
You didn't have to pretend to be Hollywood. You didn't have to do anything. If you wanted to do that, that's all you needed to do. Is just be a white woman. And then, as a joke, she knows what it's like not to have no edges. That's the key of it, that's me. Rachel ain't got no edges.
Oh, yeah, them braids snatched all them edges. Yes, they did.
Oh,
she went to the real African. She went to the real African.
No, she does not go to any Africa. This is why I want you to watch this. Rachel braids her own hair. Rachel has a mock beauty salon in her home. Like, she has clients.
I can't.
Like, she braids hair, like, legit.
I heard something about that. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she braids hair.
I got to watch
hair. Because she can't get a job anywhere because of all of this stuff. So she does hair on her house, and she does her own braids. She sets her own wigs. Like, she could do so much more if she didn't do this dumb stuff. Like, yeah, that's how I feel about her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She out here in these. I don't know why she wants to be black so bad. Like, how do you? I don't know. I don't know. Like, we have such struggles, and we all have different struggles here. You know?
Right.
And just like
but
any
she
human
it, but,
has struggle.
But you know what? I think she wants to be black because, really, though we have struggles as black people, we're some of the dopest fucking people on the face of the planet. You know what I'm saying? We are dope as hell. Like, the stuff that we can do with ourselves, you know, from how we dress to how we do our hair to all sorts of other things about us. We just dope. Like, the culture is just dope as hell. So I can see how somebody who is not comfortable in the skin that they were born in would want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? But she went about it all wrong. She could have just, you know. I mean, just think about it. There are Rachels everywhere. You know what I mean? We all know the little white girl that's clicked up with the black folks, and she act black. She thinks she black. You know what I mean? She talk like she black. She try to be, you know what I mean? Everything we know, they always trying to imitate us. You know what I mean? We do something with our hair. Next thing you know, they doing something with their hair. You know what I mean? They sit out in the sun for 19,000 hours and end up with, you know, melanoma when they 70. You know, cancer. Skin cancer because they just sit out in the sun and, you know, try to get dark. They don't like us, you know what I mean? But they love us because they want to be.
But
us.
They want to be us so bad. They want to be like us so bad. They're willing to go under the knife and everything else to have all these features
absolutely.
That we have.
Yep.
That we were naturally born with. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been in my job and people have been like, well, not people, white women have been like, what did you put in your hair to get your hair curly? I just woke up like this.
Literally.
Like, I can't, it's nothing. Yeah.
Karen, I didn't do nothing to my hair, Karen. I just woke up like this and put some water in it, Karen.
Really, Susan?
Karen, keep your potatoes. We don't want your potato salad yet, Karen.
We do not want your potato salad with raisins and apple slices in it. No, thank you, ma'am.
No, thanks. No, thanks, Karen.
No, potato salad with apple slices and raisins.
I'm one of those people who, like, I love chicken salad, but I don't like chicken salad with raisins, apples, and grapes in my chicken salad. But they sell that crap at, I think it's what, they used to sell it at Arby's or something. Like, I don't want this. This is disgusting. And so, So, we have given Rachel, y'all know, so when they, people start doing stupid stuff, I only give them a certain amount of time. In his face here on the code, because we have, it looks as though we have maybe have some new people that are listening. So just know that we don't give too many dumb people in the world too much space and time here on the code. Rachel got 20 minutes, and we are now done with her. Y'all's uncle, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, whatever. Nah, they fooling with Morgan. They don't know nothing about Mr. Clark.
First of all, listen. What you're not gonna do is talk about my great 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 grandfather. Okay. Number one. That's my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. You know he pushing 200. You know he pushing 200 years old, okay?
Man,
he was old.
They trying to get all the strong, powerful
he
black
sure
people,
was.
Man. That's some bullshit.
He's been old, okay?
He's
been
old. All of them, because Weinstein turned himself in this morning. He ain't white. He ain't black. He had turned himself in this morning. And they handcuffed him. It looked like it was looking at them old men.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just a matter of, like, did y'all not think that Morgan Freeman was out there not doing this stuff? Like, he married his granddaughter.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, that did happen.
He's no exception to anybody's rule. He's an old nasty from the Himalayas. You know what I'm saying? He's an old nasty. He a way to the left nasty. And y'all know it. And what, I'm not surprised at some of these. But he ain't my great-great-granddaddy nor my great-great-uncle. Nothing. And then for you to be out here playing God on the TV on Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty. You playing God, and then you got your little TV show on the History Channel that's talking about God. Sir, I'm going to need you to go and have 1,000 of these good seats in every stadium around the United States of America. And then it was so funny, I saw a meme that was like, so, Bill, you out here snitching on us? Like, you out here snitching?
Damn.
I mean, they're not
seen one
until September, they said?
Wowzers.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
They should just. If they're going to send his bill, they just might as well just go ahead and let him rule out his sentence at his house. At his house. Have a monitor on him. Or whatnot.
Yeah, because he can't do shit.
Right.
Because Bill is what, 80?
80.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Let it, like. Because what, 30 years? It's 30 years for him? He's going to get 30 years. 30.
He ain't gonna make it.
For them good things.
He ain't gonna make it.
And you're saying he already ate it. What human, other than these people reaching like 104, 105, have you seen other than Methuselah reach that? Anybody who don't know who Methuselah is, we have issues.
Okay.
Like, if you don't know who Methuselah is, but, like, man, I think that it definitely started, but it's like now they're like, oh, okay, we started this, now we're going to finish it, and we're coming for everybody, and they should just know, nobody's playing games with y'all touching folks. Men and women, nobody's playing games with y'all. Stop putting your hands where they don't belong. Don't put your hands on my person if I ain't ask you to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how much time y'all want to give Morgan Freeman?
I mean, we can continue to talk about it if you want to. It don't matter to me.
Anybody got any other opinion other than what we've already shared?
No. It's just ridiculous.
As we move right along on this train. The sickle for me just went off. I just want y'all to know that the sickle for me is still. Y'all know I can't watch the sickle for me without laughing uncontrollably. So it just went off.
I love the sickle for me.
Hurt my spirit. No, that's because me and Dre have a joke that somebody looks like Rube. We told y'all this.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
like
you told us that.
I got my tight pants on. Wrong person,
Taylor. Wrong person, Taylor.
We got a whole new person. But, Dre, as you think about it, if you watch Despicable Me 3, if you put them beside each other, and you know that one likes to wear white all the time, and the other one likes wearing black,
damn,
they don't need to be in the same place.
I just thought about that, yo. Damn, because I forgot the one in the white showed up in the last one. That was his brother.
Oh, God. I cannot. I'm sorry, y'all. That's funny. That's just funny to me. So, you know what? We're going to get away from the celebrity type stuff. So, I was talking to my cousin. What day was that? Wednesday? And so she suggested that we talk about, and this may be a sensitive subject, but she wanted to talk about child support. Because she is now ex-military, and she was a single parent while she was in the military, so she had to relinquish all of her parental rights over to her grandparents while she was in the military because, you know, she could be deployed at any time. So she was paying child support to her grandparents or whatever.
What?
And, yeah. She was paying child support, so this is a woman that was on child support. And they even, you know, went through the process of the increase of the child support. They took her to court while she was deployed, so she didn't know that she was being taken to court. Like, it was a lot of underhanded stuff that was happening. And when she got out of the military, so that she could have, she got out of the military, but she still did some, like, reserve stuff, so they wouldn't give her daughter back or
that's
whatever.
Crazy.
So then what ended up happening is that, you know, they then increased it. Now she's the only person paying child support, and they're not even taking child support out on the father. Because she didn't make that
baby
by herself.
That's trifling.
And they quit their jobs.
Very.
Wow. They quit
That's
their jobs.
That's horrible.
See,
I bet
she gave
I bet
me the amount.
She's in the military. She's probably paying a grip.
So
yeah.
I don't know if she wanted me to share the number or not of the amount of child support that she paid over the course of the last 18 years.
But this
let's
is
just
my thing.
Say that it was a 6-digit number.
Oh,
this is my thing. If she was deployed, anytime that they are deployed, they get combat pay. So their pay is not the same if they were like, you know, at their base or wherever they are, wherever they're stationed at. So how the hell can they go and take her to court to get more money when she's deployed, but she's not even getting her full amount of money that she normally gets? You know what I mean? This shit doesn't make sense.
The military should have stepped in. The military should have stepped in on that. Whoever the judge was, they need their ass beat. That's some bullshit.
They really do. That's horrible. Like, and for them to, y'all quit y'all whole ass jobs, y'all old ass people quit your jobs, like, just so you can get some more money from this girl.
You mooching.
Like,
that's some bullshit.
You don't have a choice. Like, when you're in the military, you don't have a choice to say, I'm going to keep my child. You know what I mean? You have to sign your child over. Period, point blank. You have to. Right? You know what I mean? And I don't understand how they would think that it's okay for them to just be like, oh, you back and you can't have your baby.
So she graduated, her daughter graduated high school today. So she was telling me, she was like, because she was shouting across her page. I said, what are you shouting for? Like, I'll join in and shout. Y'all know I'll shout with you for a little bit. And she was like, this is why, because I don't have to pay child support anymore. They got the last dime from me this month. And they did not save anything for her or anything. Like, you're doing this for my daughter to make sure she's okay, and you didn't save anything. So, I know what it's like to be a parent who gets child support. The reason why I get child support is because I let this Negro know, like, if you're not going to do what, if I ask you simply for a simple thing, and I got to go and I got to pull teeth and give blood and all this stuff so that I could just get one simple thing from you, okay, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
You're not going to do that. Because the thing was is that, hey, I just want you to help. I'll tell you what the simple thing was. All I want you to do is help me pay child care. That's all. Help me pay half. Y'all, I was getting
right.
I was getting what Rachel was getting. I was getting daycare assistance.
Ain't
they
no
paid
wrong with
I'm
being
X amount of dollars a week.
Shit.
Yeah, so I was getting that. All I asked you is to pay, help me pay half of that. And I said, if I have to pay any of your weeks on this daycare, going down here to child support, and I'm getting what I need. Okay, I'm going to take care of it. I get a call one day. And they're like, hey, he's 2 weeks in arrears with daycare. You've been paying your half, but he has not. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me call him. Then you weren't answering your phone? Oh, well, let me go ahead and pay this then because my baby got to go to daycare because I got to go to work.
Right.
You thought I was playing games? You thought I was playing games. Oh, okay. You signed the piece of paper that said, if I have to pay anything on your behalf, I'm going down here to the child support office, and I'm taking child support out of you. You signed it. I had it notarized. It is now a legal document. We don't play these games. But I then become this woman who, oh, she just wanted my money, and I don't have to do anything. No, I didn't want your money. I wanted you to help. I don't know what's so
I shouldn't
hard
have
about
to
helping pay half of a shit.
Exactly.
I didn't say pay all, pay half.
But see, stuff like that. When you get help with daycare, it's based upon your income.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already getting so basically you had to split half. So he had to pay half of a half, and you still out here acting
mm-hmm.
like you.
Mhm. You're right. Because daycare was what, $300 and some odd a week because she was a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I only had to pay like $196 a week. So I'm asking you to pay half of $196. Are you serious? You serious in these streets? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's what we're gonna do, and that's fine. And people make it seem like people just go out here and get child support because they're money hungry. Some of us don't. In my cousin's situation, that's what her grandparents did. Her grandparents did her like that.
That's crazy.
And
oh, my God, it
think,
is.
And it's like I would look at them different now. I was like, I did not know that they were doing that to you. Because she got out the military. I want to say year before last, but she hadn't moved back to Virginia yet. She was still living in D.C. and still working in D.C. until she was ready to come back. So, yeah. Like, this is what y'all doing in these streets?
Right.
Well, family will get you first before anybody else.
Yeah, money. And you know what? Money is the root of all evil, and people will double cross their mama for some money. And that's shady.
Yeah, I knew that firsthand. My uncle got me, so that's crazy.
Like, it's crazy out here. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, I just don't get it. And so she wanted us to kind of chit-chat about that, if y'all want it through. Because she was like, about moochers and those type of people who are money hungry when it comes to
mm-hmm.
kids and everything. So yeah. So that's just a suggestion.
You know,
in the inbox.
I think that child support is a great thing. Because there are people who, unfortunately, you have to force them to do something. I mean, I have never been the one to just want to be like run down there and be like, oh, I'm putting you on child support, or use it as a tactic to be nasty or mean to, in you know, my children's father. With my daughter, he wanted to go on, which I don't know why, but because he didn't pay it, but anywho, he wanted to go on child. He got a job. He hadn't been taking care of her, and he had never taken care of her for the first four years of her life. He did nothing for her. So he got him a little job, and he's like, well, I'm going to just get on child support. That way I know. And I'm like, oh, they can take it out. He's like, they can take it out of my check, and you don't have to worry about nothing. Well, of course, when a nigga can't keep a job, that doesn't matter. So needless to say, she's 21, and he probably owes me a good $50,000 in child support.
Oh, man.
And
he's in jail?
And that's fine. Well, the thing is that he has been in jail, but every time he goes to jail, if he goes to jail for child support, because he has a treasure trove of children. So Papa was definitely a rolling stone. So the last payment I got was when my daughter was 16, and it was like $1,200 because he went to jail and he had to bond out. So I got that money.
You got the bond money, yeah.
Right, because but the thing is, he has children that are younger than her. So what happens now is the money, anything that if he gets locked up or anything happens, they pay it and they divvy it up, you know, between all the other younger children. And then if there's some left, the older children will get something, which
I've raised her. She's grown. You know what I mean? So it's nothing that I want at this point. You know what I mean? It'd be great if I get a rear's check in the mail. That'd be wonderful. You know what I mean? But it works for some people. And some people, like I said, use it as a weapon. With my son's father, he and I were together, of course, when my son was born. And we broke up probably when my son was like 2. And, you know, he decided he wanted to go off and get married or something. And so he wanted to try to come back and be all up in my face because he felt like he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. I made a mistake. And I'm like, no, I'm not messing with you, sir. You made your choice. Then you deal with that. You go and be happy. And so because I wouldn't mess with him, he just fell off the face of the earth. Now, mind you, you know what I mean? I didn't have to buy anything. Like, when my son was born, I didn't have to buy diapers. I didn't have to buy wipes. I didn't have to buy clothes, shoes. Like, this man was literally everything that my son needed, he was taken care of. Like, it was like clockwork. He was coming. He was dropping stuff out, bringing stuff here. I got this. I got that. And so in that case, I waited for 2 years until my son was 4. Actually, I waited a year. Because my son, it took us about a year to get everything, you know, get to court and do all this other stuff. So when my son was 4, the order, you know, I took him to child support because I was like, I'm a full-time student. I'm working part-time. And I have your child, and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And the reason why you're not doing it is because you're being vindictive and you're punishing my baby because I don't want to fuck with you. That's not an adult thing. You don't do that. So what ended up happening is we go down to the court. He's so mad and vindictive that he's like, oh, he tells the judge, it ain't my baby. The judge looks at him like, sir, you fucking crazy because this little boy looks just like you, right? You know, the judge is like, he raises his eyebrow like, what the hell is really going on? So he ordered a paternity test. And I was like, okay. I knew he was being spiteful when he did that. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, that's fine. So, of course, what ended up happening is because he was being dirty and nasty with the situation, the paternity test, of course, is 99.999 whatever. So the judge, so he had to pay arrears. So he had to pay back to the date of filing, right? So that was about $5,000 over arrears. He had to pay the court fee for the paternity test. And then he had to pay $10,000 in medical bills to the state. Because at the time, I qualified for Medicaid, and I was a high-risk pregnancy, and my son was sick. And he had to pay all that back. And I was like, that's because he was being shady with why he did it. You know what I mean? So I feel some kind of way about people who use child support as a means to try to hurt somebody. You know what I mean? I just don't think that's fair. Yeah. Because then on the flip side, I know men that are knee deep in child support in the rears because of the fact that somebody is being spiteful and vindictive. You know what I mean?
I know men that can't get it, and they taking care of their kids, and the mama is the bad guy. They got care of their child, and they can't get it because for some reason the females, I don't know why, they just, I don't know, like 3 or 4 dudes is taking care of, they got the custody of their kids and can't get child support from the moms, and the moms are working. They just don't want to take care of the kids. They don't want to be in the kids' life.
Right. I mean, and I feel like because so many women, use child support in the wrong way, then a lot of men feel some kind of way about child support. But I feel like this. I tell men all the time, if you be a man, and nobody should have to tell you to take care of your fucking child. No man sitting up in a courtroom should have to tell you to take care of your child. You laid your black ass down, or who, you know, and made that baby, so therefore you need to take care of that baby. Regardless of the situation with you and the mother, you know what I mean? You need to take care of that baby. You know, and I don't have any respect for men that don't pay child support when they're ordered to pay child support, because obviously you've been ordered to pay it. I'm talking about the ones who, you know, you have to, like, drag them down there to make them do something. You know what I mean? I don't have any respect for them. Like, I told my son's father, it's never about the money. It was never about the money. It's the principle. Because this nigga literally paid me $204 a month. That was it. My son is not 18. And I've never went back to the courts for an increase. I've never done any of that bullshit. Because it was never about the money. It was the principle behind it. You're going to try to be vindictive and hateful toward me, but you're punishing my child. And then I got another issue with these niggas who feel like if your child, my son's father's one of those, well, he feels like, he said it on, we got into an argument one time, and he said, well, I don't feel like you should have to pay, I should have to do anything for his birthday or do anything for Christmas because you get child support for that. Hold on, nigga. Your child needs light. Your child needs water. Your child needs food. Your child needs clothes. Your child needs somewhere to stay. And that little funky ass $204 that you giving me, that ain't even a fourth of my motherfucking rent. Let's be serious. That's not gonna pay anything. That's a little extra money. So as long as his necessities are met, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do with the money.
Not funky ass $200. Not the funky ass $200. Damn.
If the funky ass $204. Now my son, y'all, my son is 160 pounds, right? He is 5'10". He's always been an athlete. He's always been a busy boy. He was little for a while, but he goes through things. But you know, from like the age of like 13 up to like now, he had to wear, you know, his shoe size is bigger. You know what I mean? He wears these shoes or whatever. He wears our shoes. I can't even get him a decent pair of motherfucking shoes without spending $200. Damn near.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So how the fuck you gonna try to come for me about some bullshit telling me you gotta tell me what I can do with it? I don't know. Once that money gets in my hand, I can do what I need to do with it. As long as everything is taken care of, as long as my child ain't walking around looking raggedy, as long as my child got somewhere to live, got some food on the table, then fuck what you think about what I'm doing with that little funky ass $204 motherfucking dollars.
Thanks. Okay. Here's my take on this situation. I've never had to get it. But from what I see, a couple people I know and some of my friends go through, I feel like it's a double-edged sword. Like, I feel like, okay, you should know to take care of your child, but in the event that you don't quite understand, like your brain didn't develop all the way and you don't understand, child support is good. However, I feel like child support is for the child. Meaning, okay, you have an apartment. You live in a house, apartment, whatever the case may be. If you didn't have that child, you would still have that responsibility. You would still need to pay that gas and electric. You would still need to pay the rent. You would still need to pay that water. So paying for taking money from child support to pay for that doesn't make sense to me, because you remove the child out of the situation, you just gonna be homeless. I'm being honest, because I need that pertains to these chicks that's getting like insane amount of money. I gotta pay for rent. You would have had to pay for that even if you kept your legs closed. So that's the moot point. Like, That's irrelevant. Even if you kept your legs closed, guess what? June 1st is still coming. You still got to pay that rent either way. Now, on the other side of it, I feel like, and I think that there are people that abuse it. There absolutely there are people who abuse it. Because I feel when it comes to that, I think of celebrities. Like, there's no reason why your whole baby is 2 months old and you getting, like, $10,000 in child support. What the fuck does a two-month-old need with $10,000 a month? That's for you to get your shit done.
It's based upon how much he needs. What happens is not based upon what she needs. It's based upon how much money he makes.
Yes, I completely understand that. But here's my issue with that. So you're already getting $10,000 a month for a two-month-old. So now the baby is 4 months. So now you want to go back and get more money. For what? This baby is 4 months old, okay? This baby ain't doing nothing. This baby ain't doing nothing but sleeping and pooping. And eating. That's it. This baby ain't going. This baby's not going to school. There's no tuition. This baby is not in AP classes. This baby is not taking karate. They not going to ballet. They not doing none of this. I feel like child support is necessary, but it's a necessary evil, too. Because I feel like people get greedy with it. And I also feel like, you know, people skip out on the responsibility. Because I know a couple people that, you know, they have issues with their one of them, they have a problem with their child's father. Another one has a problem with their child's mother. For some odd reason, it's 2018. They can't find a job nowhere. There's no job to be found nowhere for these people.
Okay.
So I get that it gets frustrating after a while. Like, they just can't find a job. Like, they work for, like, a whole 2 weeks, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, they don't got no job no more. Or they can't be found. Or they either up and quit the job. Or they got fired. Or they quit. Or they just a no-show. And I think when it comes down to that, you have to look at the bigger picture. Regardless of how I feel about you, the bigger picture is there's another person in there.
Right.
This person still has to function in society. This person still has to be a well-rounded individual. And that's never going to happen if you're not there to make sure that happens. And you're not willing to step up and actually take care of the kid. And I think to add to that, I feel like you can't just hop in the bed with any and everybody either.
That's true.
Because a lot of times, I feel like a lot of these situations could have been avoided if you just was like, okay, listen, you saying everything I want to hear, that sounds good. But you know what? I'm actually going to keep my legs closed today. Or, you know what? I'm actually going to keep it in my pants today. I feel like that's
no,
a lot of that.
And it's not even that sometimes. It's more like, so how about I stay in my goddamn house today and not go out here and be these hoes in the streets, whether I'm male or female? You some people, y'all, let me say this about my week, because all of this child support and all of this stuff, when I tell y'all, I have shown, Taylor, you ain't been on the internet this week.
No, I haven't, to be honest. Things have been a little crazy around here.
So supposedly because I get child support or whatever, you missing special occasions is okay.
You know what? I never knew that clause was in there.
I never knew it either until that shit till this week. And I was like, oh, that was in the order? I never saw that. Okay. Go gallivant in these streets and have your best whole life. Go have it. Go at it. Have a wonderful life. So when my cousin talked about it, she kind of, you know, I was like, wow. And I was like, I never. I'm like Medusa. It was never about the money. You're right. I can, without that little piece of chump change, I can take care of it.
Right. Right, exactly.
And it was never about the money. And then, you know, somebody let it slip this week that that particular person been trying to quit their job. Quit it. And see what happens. Because, see, brother, you don't know you don't know that I know that you got three orders out on you. And
wow.
Them two chicks didn't do you like I did. Didn't do what I did. I dare you to quit your job. I dare you. Quit it. And the moment they find out that you quit your job, you still going to have to pay that $321 a month that ain't even hitting nothing. Nigga, I pissed that. Are you serious right now?
Exactly.
It makes me so, like, the women who get that $10,000, they irritate my spirit. I'm right along with you. Because why you not working, Heifer? That's why it irritated me when my cousin said her grandparents quit their job. Like, you
Girl,
quit your
I
job
and
you thought you were going to live off my cousin's.
I got a friend who has his own child support, and he was making, you know, because it does go off of their income. So he was making, you know, a certain amount, but then he switched positions and he took a salary. He had to take a salary cut, and
they don't care.
One of his orders, right? Right. One of the person that, like, his, I think the youngest child that he has, this person gets about probably close to $1,000 a month in child support, and says the excuse is that she can't work. That you can work, you able-bodied, you can get your ass up and go to work, you're
able-lazy.
You know what I mean? You just lazy and trifling. And I think that it's those type of women, them lazy, trifling, shiftless, funky-ass women who use this shit as a means to an end. You know what I mean? They are the ones that make it bad for people who got some sense about, because, like, you know, like you said, you and me, it's about the principle of it all. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if this nigga, look, this is it. That $200, right? I'm thankful because I saw the 18, it was going to stop, but I guess Indiana, they pay till 19, and I'm okay with that. But that little funky ass $204 that you've been paying for 14 motherfucking years, that shit don't make or break me. That don't help me. You know what I'm saying? I put that shit, I probably put gas in my car and eat lunch at work. You know what I mean? I probably spend that much in fucking gas and fucking lunch, at, you know, for the month.
Hell, you can spend that in gas alone. Especially with gas being
right.
First of all, it takes $50 to fill up my truck. $52 now that the gas prices have gone up.
Yeah, my gas tank is about $25 to $30, but like it now it's going up, so it's more. It's just like, come on now. Like,
and I don't even use it. I handed my car, her car to her. Hey, here, little girl, use it what you want to do. Whatever you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My son, I will give him,
he
owes like, him up. I give him, he'd be like, everything that he asked me for, he gets. You know what I mean? He gets it. Because that's, you know, I just feel, I don't know, I just feel some kind of way. Like, I feel like there needs to be something done differently. Because you got people out here that just doing ignorant shit.
Dumb stuff.
You know what I mean? And that's just being fucking trifling with everything that they do behind child support. But then you got other people suffering. And I feel bad for
the mothers and the fathers who are in situations like your cousin, like, y'all got this person paying all this motherfucking money, you know what I mean, and they don't even need to be doing that. That's not fair to them people. Them are good people. But you already know how it goes. Like, this, the way that our fucking society is and the way this shit rolls out is people who are good people are the ones that fucking get pissed on most of the time.
Yeah, and what about the ones that pay but the damn baby mama is spending the money on the damn punk-ass boyfriend instead of giving to the kids?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's no reason that your child should be walking around. Bitch, you get $500 a month in child support. There's no reason that your child should be walking around with a nappy-ass motherfucking head and her shoes talking.
Exactly. Or
that's
your
bullshit.
Damn boyfriend is going to sit there and ran up all the damn bills, and then you got to take child support money to pay the damn bills, and you can't buy your kid no outfits or nothing like that.
Exactly.
Because of his ass.
And then, you know, I get to listen to the, you know, I get to listen to the attorney side of it sometimes. And
sometimes I just get to listen to that part. And it's like you have to be, you can't be a parent and be an attorney at the same time and try to understand it. You know what I mean? Because I almost snapped the other day when I was talking to that particular person. And I said, Jamie, just shut up. Just be quiet. Just listen. You have some moments where you have to tell yourself, you know what, this is the moment you need to listen in. Don't say nothing, just listen. Yeah, that was one of the moments. Like, you can't live my life at all. But yeah, we've given this 30 minutes, so yeah, let's laugh at Kiki at some shit. So did y'all hear that Nicki Minaj is dating Eminem?
I'm done. Fuck that. I'm done. I'm hanging up.
Don't you hang up? The show is not over. We got 30 more minutes.
I know. I can't. This took everything out of me. This took the whole life out of me. You do what? What?
Hey.
That's funny. Her to see her ass out.
She irks me. She's been irking me since she came out. She just irks my spirit. Cause she thinks she's slick. Number one.
What's she doing?
What's she slick with? Okay. Repeat the scenario. You own Cash Money / Young Money.
$99,000.
Okay. You went from one person, this dude from here, Fendi, being her damn her manager, to Waka Flocka being her mama being her manager, to Puffy being her manager, and then she got another manager. So she got to kick out all that damn money. Now all of a sudden, old girl comes out and she hot as a firecracker. And the only way you can make damn tabloids now is by dating all these different damn... Cardi.
You talking about Cardi?
Cardi's hotter than a firecracker right now. And basically, you're going to take jabs at the girl to try to diss her. You know what I'm saying? And she knows she dissed her ass on both of them damn songs. But then you're going to see her when she's pregnant, and they're going to try to, you know what I'm saying, tell her that you didn't diss or whatever, you know what I'm saying, talking to her, trying to smooth the shit over. But now, you done went from Nas being in a relationship with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to step your bars up, trying to make tabloids. Now you in a relationship with them, you know. And then you know they're going to make capital because he's white, you black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you just doing stuff to make tabloids, man, and it's irritating. I guarantee you that shit. I'm waiting to see, because you know that she's the only one that came out and admitted. He ain't said shit yet.
Her motherfucking ass needs to sit down.
I'm hoping that it's not true so he can come out and do her ass like he did Mariah Carey.
Because he got Mariah Carey.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So, I was never a fan of her. I liked.
Me neither.
I want to say two of Nicki Minaj's songs. And I'm sad that I even liked two of them. I'm legit sad. Like, it's literally however long she's been out, I've only liked two songs. Here's my problem with her. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Anytime you come out, you have to be overly sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember when she did that little brief stint, like she wasn't doing shit, and then next thing you know, she came out with Anaconda.
So then now
I guess Cardi B is out. It's two totally different lanes.
Right.
Get what I'm saying? Cardi B is over here trying to get, she's over here. Nicki Minaj is over there. It's okay for both of you to rap.
It is
100% legal for both of you to be rapping.
But the thing is, he's swearing that,
it's nothing wrong
swearing
with
that old girl took her style, but she didn't take her style, and especially when you jack the queen of all queen style, been doing everything for her from day one.
I don't think Cardi stole anything from her. First of all, as you realize, Cardi didn't speak good English in the beginning. So how did she even steal your style?
You know what I'm saying?
You could have said nothing she was saying when she spoke. She was worse than Jocelyn. And she is so different. Because
they are.
Every time we turn around, Nikki is talking about her butt, her plastic ass breasts, and, you know, just like Taylor was saying, like, everything is just so sexual all the time. And if
and,
I get
and,
another pink anything.
And right. And in everything, the bitch say, you my son.
And she's overdone it.
You hear me? The bitch, in every song, you gotta tell
son.
Us that you my son, bitch. How many sons you got? If you say that one more time, that's your catch. That's your phrase. Stop.
You sit down and shut your mouth. Cuss your lip.
You know, I think Nicki Minaj has, and I say this with no disrespect to anybody who has issues, mental health issues, if you may be listening, but the bitch has, she's bipolar, and
she's an Irish short of a martini, for certain. She's an Irish short of a martini.
She got multiple personalities, because I don't care what nobody say. Like, when she came out and she was at Romans or whatever, girl, sit down. Like, you're a joke. You're a mess. Stop. I've never been a Nicki Minaj fan. Like, she, you know, like you said, she got a couple of little songs that's like, oh, okay, kind of catchy, but it's the same shit. Yo ass. You my son. Girl, I don't even like to hear her on a verse of a song. Like,
you don't even want her to
like
come
out with
nobody.
It's like you're doing too much. And I feel like just because, okay, Cardi B dropped her album, so you waited like a week or so. Next thing you know, you dropped two songs. Okay, that's cool. Hey, at this point, I'm really over looking at you bent over some shit. Like, I'm really over it. Like, well, it was Bette Midler made a tweet about Kim Kardashian, and I feel like it's the same thing with Nicki Minaj. The tweet was like, in order for us to see something, well, how did it go? It was like, in order for us to see something of Kim Kardashian that we haven't already seen, they're going to have to stick a camera down her throat.
Okay.
So basically... So basically to say that's the only part of her we haven't seen. And I feel like it's the same thing with Nicki Minaj. I'm like, okay, so we already know that you got to build a body. We know this already.
Is that build a body?
Cool.
Yep.
I mean, can you stop?
I remember
like, enough is enough.
Here. I remember when she was working here, and that thing, she was skinny. She was super skinny. She's the work
anyway. She was super duper skinny, and she worked at Hood Locker.
She was a fucking bird.
Yeah.
Yep. She went from Hood Locker. Yes. She went from Hood Locker to New York in styles, and she was super skinny, and she wasn't that damn light neither.
I saw that, like, have you ever seen those throwback pictures of her?
Throwback pictures?
Childish.
She had videos. Yeah, she got videos on YouTube you can see of her, how she was. A ton of them. Bowlegged Lou, his son used to date her. And they was in a rap group together, and he was like, this new nigga, I don't know who this chick is.
She's a bird. That's a lot of birds out here in this life. That thing, she just, I have never bought a album by her. Never.
Me neither.
And if I have a song on my playlist,
I've never even bought a single.
I never bought a single from her either.
That's why I say I like those two little songs, and that's it.
I got the one song because
like
it's the whole house. I like the song that she did that, what's the one with the house beat? She took that old house song and then and changed the one with her and Drake. That doom, doom, doom.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because she took
I like two songs she had off the last album. You remember that album she did? It was all about Safari. Like those two little songs that came out real quick. I like those two little songs from that, and that was it.
Cause Safari wrote it, girl. Safari wrote all that.
Okay, well, I like the song that Safari wrote then.
As I'm scrolling my Instagram.
Sound like you about to sleep over there.
I've been up since 7:45 this morning. I have a new schedule, so I have to get up a little bit earlier because, I usually don't get up to 7:55. So now I got to get up at 10 minutes earlier.
10 minutes.
She said it like
it was going
to
be an hour
and
30
minutes.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
I was expecting
for her to be like, I
got to
get up at 6:05.
When I said that, I got cussed out. She talked junk to me. I'm about to try to jump to them, too. But listen, y'all, y'all are insane. I be tired. And then today, tomorrow's prom. So we had stuff to do today. So I've been gone. I've been up since 7:45. I can't remember the last time I took a nap, y'all. Y'all know.
I'm sorry. Back up.
Yeah, you heard it. Back that up. Nap. You heard it. You heard it right.
No. Back up. I'm confused. Wait a minute. Time out. Flag on the play. Did you say prom?
Yeah, prom is
That's
tomorrow.
What you said? You said... I'm not ready.
So we had stuff to do today. We had to go. She still had to go to school today. So I had to go run some quick errands before I got her from school. Picked her up from school. Had to go to the beauty supply store to go pick up her eyelashes. Then we had to go to the nail shop and get her nails done. And it was like a 2-hour wait at the nail shop, even when I had a freaking appointment.
Oh, Lord.
Came home, did some work for a little while, and keep in mind, I didn't create the link for the show until like 4 o'clock. Y'all know I usually do that on a Thursday or a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I didn't create the link until 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow, bright and early, morning starts at 6 a.m. because she got to be at the beauty shop at 8 a.m. I'm motherfucking tired. And when I tell you, I don't have another day off until June the 9th.
from work.
Y'all know what today is, right? Today's the 25th. I don't have another day off until June 9th. And that's her birthday. Y'all, and did you not hear me say, I don't remember when the last time I took a motherfucking nap? Do you know how bad I need a nap throughout the day? That's what I'm saying. And then people want to fuck with me in this street? Nigga, you might want to make sure I got a nap before you start fucking with me.
Oh, boy.
I will blow you and your bitches up. And so, so yeah. But I finally finished my pitcher of sangria because it was the first time I got to sit down and drink it. So, yeah, I'm excited about this thing. What? Ron didn't eat. I bet you Ron went to sleep. I bet you he did. I'll take some more. But, yeah, like, and then, hell yeah. Then, like, niggas want to test my gangsta. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. That's why I play that song, see?
You be like that sometimes.
People want to. And so, okay, so this is a funny. So have y'all ever had somebody lie on you, like tell like some full-fledged, like ridiculous-ass lies?
Yep. Couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the lie. Okay, so this week I got to hear some of the lies that were told on me. Y'all, I laughed from a healthy ass place because I was like, yo, that one, where did you pull that lie from? Like, who said, like, man, but that was a good one. That was a good one. A good one. Like, you sold drugs. And you paid my way through school. I got the student loans on papers. Then I got student loans. And then I paid them off. What are you talking about? You paid my way through school.
Wowzers. Wowzers.
So do I owe you my degree? What do you want me to, like, what you want me to do?
Lying ass.
Okay.
I hate liars.
Yeah. I can, and then I'm supposed to be forced to be in your presence. I can't stand a liar.
Yeah, nothing.
You are not welcome here. Like, I can't stand that. So yeah. I just want y'all to pray my spirit and keep me close to Jesus, and make sure you got bill money.
Got you.
Congrats, thanks. Appreciate you.
You got you. No way.
You got it. Yeah.
You said something about the blog talk had did a bunch of updates. So are we getting cut off at 12 o'clock on the dot?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Because you know time is ticking. I just want to make sure we can end the shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last two shows.
That's what I was about to say. Did y'all want to make the announcement about the convention that's coming up in September?
Sure.
Okay, so let me get to it. One second. Let me pull. What? I'm so glad that person is in the relationship. They change women like they change draws. Oh.
Oh Lord.
Let me get to it.
That's what happens when you scroll on Instagram. They out here in these streets just giving it away. No.
They must be giving away relationships at the welfare office down there beside Rachel.
I don't know. They ain't doing something.
Sidebar. Okay, excuse me. Hello. Sidebar for a minute.
Okay,
Has anybody been on Instagram? The real Jaheim, child, he coming out with new music. This man looks like he all of 87.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I posted that picture.
What's that meme that Dre posted earlier? This is what happens when you put your woman first. Holler! Y'all see that picture? Oh my God! He was that's horrible.
Oh man, life came at him real fast.
And quick, push that in the hermit.
Oh goodness,
Sarah. I'm gonna need you to stop laughing so we can make this now.
Okay, so
September 14th through the 16th, we will be joining other Black podcasters at the Black Infinity Gauntlet in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We will be joining podcasters from the Starting Five podcast, Black Tribbles, the Brown Girl Experience, True Radio Network, All Podcasts Matter, and Ladies Love Hip Hop, and more to come. You can get tickets on the website, j1con.com. Hit the website. You can also buy a 3-day pass for $50. Yes, $50. That is a piece of the cost of the convention. You will also be able to come and partake in Blackfinity Gauntlet podcast conferences, where your host here, the co-host and all from the code, will be there to talk to you about real life shit. So we are excited. Mm-hmm. So you can get hotel discounts online through j1con.com. They are very reduced prices for the convention. Anything out, and they give you a code on there as well, so you can block it off. So yeah, if you are in the area and you want to hang out with your on your Friday nights and come by and drink with us and kiki and have a good time, and yeah, that's what we'll be in September. And if you want to sponsor us and donate some stuff, guess what? You can sponsor and you can donate some stuff. You can always hit me up to say, hey, I want to sponsor you guys and put towards our trip, because one of us has to come across the country while the rest of us will be driving up. So, yeah. So, we got to get our people
in. And if you really want to support, that's my birthday weekend, and I will be taking cards, money.
Everybody giving you shit, Dre. Shut up.
hey, now. This is the plug. I'm plugging my shit. What the hell's going on here?
Ain't nobody giving you shit.
Whatever.
I'm done.
Plugging my shit. What's that? Turn down for what?
Golly. Golly. I can't even say that now. Other than golly. How about you go get you some hoes that do get you some birthday stuff? Well, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
I'm just saying, man. My birthday is like Martin Luther King's birthday. You know what I'm saying? Take the day off, relax, take your shoes off. You know what I'm saying? I ain't paying you, but I'm just saying, you're going to have that day off. Just on the calendar.
Then you're not like Martin Luther King then. You're not like Martin Luther King then if you can't pay me for my day off.
Why are you complaining? Shut up.
I'm just trying not to let you bamboozle nobody.
Because
people are out here bamboozling folks, and you will not bamboozle nobody
man.
On my clock.
Shit. Broke as I am, I ain't bamboozling nobody. I can use this brand.
Listen, people are getting over on people. Like, wow. I was watching, what's that? The Carol knows, whatever it is, Better Get the Carol. She had this old dude. Check this out. Somebody called this dude about his grandson was in jail. He had to get $50,000 worth of gift cards to get him out of jail.
What?
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh,
so that's
and
what we learned at the pharmacy.
He did it.
They put you through a training at the pharmacy.
because we sell gift cards and everything, they put you through a training to recognize when stuff is like that is being done. So if he got them, that person who was there at the place where they picked it up from, they didn't pay attention to their training. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And I talk, and then on the flip side of that, I talk to the people who done use their credit card to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. People are crazy out here. They use their knowledge for stuff for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Wrong reasons.
Or them fake-ass people that call your phone, talk about home security, or the ones that talk
mm-hmm.
about you owe money. But they talk about you owe money to the government, but they Pakistani. And they sound like Pakistani.
Oh, you know what I love?
I love
when you want a computer. This is the one that always gets me. When you on the computer and then the shit pop up talking about your computer's infected and you got to click the link and then you see your phone number and something.
That not only counts for the computer, it also counts for your phone too. Because this one time I was looking at Pornhub and the damn thing.
I cannot.
Wait a minute.
Let's bypass that. And then we're going to go get ready to close the show out. Because we're not going to do this.
He said it so serious.
He said it just like serious.
Like nonchalant serious.
That's what he wrote every day, 3-4 times a day.
Yeah,
just watching TV.
I woke up today. Hey, now.
Don't worry about what the fuck I be doing in the words of Smokey. Damn it.
Don't worry about the fuck I be doing.
What I be doing.
So next week is the first, so we'll have a show. I think we got shows up until we got some shit that we got to do. I'm glad that y'all came in and hung out and whatnot, and we is out here, and we're going to probably have a meeting one day next week about some stuff, because I think in my head we want to redo the code Instagram and do something, go ahead and get one. That way people can follow it on Instagram and not just looking to follow me on Instagram, because right now that's what they have it as. And I have already sent Dan the bio. I've already sent that. I sent the pictures, so we're good to go. So we will be back here next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans. I will not be calling you from anybody's jail cell. Hopefully I don't have to shoot, kill nobody tomorrow.
Please don't.
I want y'all to be good to each other and be good to everybody else, because it is a holiday weekend. They have already reported one person in Myrtle Beach has passed from a motorcycle accident because he was trying to flee the police. So please be careful out here in these streets this weekend, whether you've headed to Myrtle Beach or Miami or Atlanta or whatever you decided to hang your Memorial Day weekend at. Mine will be here locally. No drinking and driving. If you don't have a designated driver, please call someone.
Walking and driving? What about walking and drinking?
I can't. I'm not about to do this right now. I'm just not.
We're gonna move right along. Just lay
on the street or whatever, and get hit by a car. Just be careful. Oh, we want to talk to you and not about you come Tuesday after the holiday weekend. So have fun. Be good. Kiss the babies. You'll see a whole bunch of pictures from me tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm going to flood your timelines.
Yay.
So, want y'all to have a good night. And I'm a little tipsy. Sometimes I'm going to click good. I have to reset my alarm clock because I need to hear all of them. So good night and happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Yes. Have fun this weekend, guys. Good night.